Brian St. Pierre is with us, head football coach at St. John's Prep, entering his second year as head coach at the Prep. And Brian, what's the advantage to being the second year head coach at St. John's?
Well, it's like anything else. The second time you do things, it's a little bit more comfortable, and we're ahead of where we were last year at this time as a program. How we run things, how we go about our daily practice, things of that nature. But it's still exciting to me, and I still look forward to the fall every year.
Now, your coaching staff is a lot of carryovers from Coach O'Leary's staff, correct?
Yeah, it is. I mean, half of them coach me here. So I have a very experienced coaching staff. I'm familiar with all of them. It's a great staff, really good people, a lot of teacher coaches type, and I'm lucky. I'm very fortunate.
Right. They never leave at St. John's Prep. Once they become a coach, they stay forever, I think.
No, we keep them forever. They get the lifetime contract going here.
Exactly. Well, tell us about who have you graduated off of last year's team, and so what are the holes that you have to fill?
Yeah, offensively, we lose 9 starters. Jake Burt was a tight end for us, went on to BC, full scholarship. Owen Rocky got a partial scholarship to Colgate at receiver, so... running back, went to St. A's, Cody Howard. So we've got some big-time holes, very productive players. We do return the quarterback, who's a very good player, Oliver Eberth. In his center, Jay Cannavale, who will be going on to play Brown next year. So we have to build around them, but we're very new and inexperienced on offense.
I want to follow up on Eberth with you in a moment as a former quarterback yourself, but any notes from any past prep players at colleges? Have you heard anything in the last week or two? Any news?
I've not. I know Johnny Thomas was competing for backup playing time at Penn State at running back. He had a hamstring injury. We have a bunch of kids from last year's team that are up at Bates College that are in line to play some this year. It's Sean Lovett, Arthur Churchwell, and Justin Foley. So we have, we graduated 21 seniors last year. We had 11 go on to play college football. So something we do here pretty regularly.
Well, tell me about Oliver Eberth, because here's a guy which he threw for 24 touchdowns, I guess, a year ago. So he can throw the football. But tell us, describe him as a quarterback and what kinds of things you're asking him to do or had asked him to do last year and to this year.
Yeah, he came to us as a shotgun spread quarterback. He had never been under center, and that's not what we do here. So I put him under center immediately and watched how uncomfortable that made him. But Oliver is such a great athlete. He adjusted really quickly to it. It was obvious early last year this kid was athletic and had the ability to play quarterback. He has a good arm. He's very, very fast. He has good feet. He's 6'2", so he's prototypical that way, and he's smart. He's tough, and the kids really respond to him. And, I mean, if I could, come up with all the different attributes I'd want in a quarterback, he has all of them. So we're excited about him.
What about running? Is that what you're saying? He has that ability to run, it sounds like?
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro style. I mean, we're a pro style offense, so we can do all that. But he has good legs. I mean, he can get out and run. He's a 4.6 guy, legitimate. And I know a lot of colleges like his speed. So he's a legitimate threat running it.
Couple of questions on your current players who are fighting for positions or probably already have positions kind of penciled in or penned in for Friday's game. But who are you counting on coming back to lead the prep this year?
Well, it'll start with our 4 captains, Oliver Eberth at quarterback, Jay Cannavale at center, Sean Fallon at inside linebacker, and then Jack Lambert at defensive end. Those are our 4 captains, our 4 best players. So we'll go as far as they take us. Our offensive line's new, and they need to gel quickly because, you're only as good offensively as your offensive line. We're going to rely on the defense early. We got 8 starters back there, so it was a productive group last year, and we're looking for them to be even better this year.
All right, Coach, you got Mansfield on Friday night. Well, tell me about that game.
Yeah, it was Coach is stupid to schedule that game for the opener. Brockton dropped us. We had played them 25 years in a row. They wanted to discontinue the series. So we were kind of scrambling, trying to find an opponent, and Mike Redding down at Mansfield stepped up and took on the game. And, they've only won 7 state titles in the last 20 years at Division II. So we're going into the Hornets' nest, literally. They're the Hornets, and it's going to be a very tough opener for us.
Well, I know you really don't look further ahead. But I know the following week you're also on the road playing at Central Catholic. So tell me about the league this year, the Catholic Conference.
Catholic Conference is always strong. Between BC High, Xaverian, ourselves, Catholic Memorial, Malden Catholic, it's always tough. Then you add in our non-league schedule, like a Central Catholic, Everett, Mansfield, Bridgewater, Raynham. It's pretty ridiculous, actually, our schedule. But that's how it's always been here at St. John's, and we like to play in big games and play against the best to measure ourselves. So our kids are used to that, the staff's used to it. We're used to playing in big games, and we look forward to it.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about this edition, the 2015 edition of St. John's Prep Football?
No, I mean, we're excited. As a staff, we're eager to get going with the real games here. We're one day out. We've had a camp where we've continually improved and gone the right way each day. So that's some cause for optimism for us, but until you get out there and do it, you never know. But we have high opinion of the kids that we have, and we have high expectations as well as a team, and we're going to find out soon enough.
All right, Coach, thanks for your time, and good luck Friday night.
All right, thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
St. John's Prep head football coach Brian St. Pierre on MSONewsSports.com.